State Representative Dan Swanson of the 71st District joins us this morning for a couple of important conversations, an autism awareness event coming up April 23rd, as well as a veteran and senior fair coming up on April 29th. Also here this morning, joining us in studio, Nicholas McMahill, Lexi Clay, and Deb Gray Gibson. Deb is a legislative assistant for Senator Mike Halpin. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. Doing great. Glad to be here.
It's Thank Friday, you. Right?
It is. Yeah. It is Friday. It's a wet Friday, but it's Friday.
That's okay. We'll take it. We need a break from all the yard work, but and the cats.
Right.
Well, Representative Swanson, we're going to get started with you. Tell us about, let's touch on the Autism Awareness Event and how the group came together and why it's important.
Well, I think it's important. It's an autism awareness event, and it's to make people aware of what autism is and to help those families who have someone in their family who's autistic, to bring them together, to help know that there's resources out there to advocate with them. And just kind of, I've been pushed quite hard by Nicholas to put this together over the past couple of years. So April 23rd, we're going to do it again.
Deb, talk about why your office is involved in this event.
Well, first of all, Nicholas had contacted me wanting to know if I'd like to be on their board. So I talked to Senator Halpin, and he said it's a go. Anything that can help our community, let's do it.
Nicholas, let's start with your story. When were you first diagnosed with autism, and what's it like?
I was diagnosed late 16, very late in my journey, because I didn't show signs really until I was in high school.
Okay.
Very late at that point. But one of the organizations that I'm going to list later is one of the organizations that helped me on this journey.
Is that unusual to show signs of autism so late?
Yes, typically for some families, yes, but there are some that get it done very early. It just depends on the circumstances.
Well, and you know, using your experience, you know, what made you want to kind of enter advocacy work?
I just saw it as a need here in Galesburg. There was a lot of autistic families that didn't know that there was many resources here in Galesburg. So it was just something that I wanted to do. And that's how I reached out to Dan Swanson and Deborah through Senator Halpin's office. And that's how this all started.
Talking to Nicholas McMahill, Lexi Clay, Dan Swanson, and Deb Gray Gibson, our guests this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. Nicholas, when was the first event, and how has it kind of grown?
The first event, I believe, was with at the skating rink, I believe, with Mike Spinks. The reason I wanted to change the landscape till now was I didn't want it just to be a skate. I wanted it to be more resource informational type of fair, thrown in with a little bit of fun. Just so that it wasn't so boring in most cases, so that the families would stay a little bit longer to see what was there to offer and to have a little bit of fun too.
Lexi, it's your turn. You're a GHS grad. Studying at Monmouth College.
Yes.
There's a lot of misconceptions about autism. So what do you want people in the community to know?
Well, so autism is such a broad spectrum, and I don't think they understand that not everybody's going to have the same, like, symptoms and characteristics than others. Like my nephew, for example, he's nonverbal. He can't talk. He's going to be 18 years old. But then there's like other kids with autism that are very, very verbal, and that they're able to speak with their thoughts and everything. But just like some kids aren't able to do that. And I work at Camp Kids, and there's so many different kids with so many other disabilities, but it's not, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you define what autism is?
So autism is a lifelong neurodevelopmental condition that affects how individuals perceive with the world and interact with others. And it makes differences in their communication, social interaction, and their behavior. And ASD is having meaning experiences that vary widely and needing significant support. And then the characteristics and their symptoms are social and communication differences that can be repetitive behaviors and interest, sensory sensitivities, and unique strengths. There's a lot of strengths and weaknesses depending on the child. But it's not an illness or a disease or a result from poor parenting. And additionally, autism is not synonymous with low intelligence, lack of empathy, or being solely a male condition.
Nicholas, we talked to Lexi about misconceptions. What do you think are some common misconceptions about autism?
Misconceptions, like people don't understand how to talk to somebody or understand somebody that's on the spectrum. I feel like that's a misconception, them not understanding how we learn, we talk, we think. I really think that's one of the misconceptions too regarding autism, very much so.
Well, and the event coming up on the 23rd, can you kind of walk us through what it looks like and what people can expect?
So it's like a community resource fair. We'll have different agencies, and actually I'm going to pull up the list that I have on hand with me to tell you some of the organizations that are going to be at this event, and a couple of them are sponsors. So some of the agencies that you guys will see here at this community resource fair today, the 23rd, excuse me, will be Stonehays Center for Independent Living, the Special Olympics team I'm on, which is the Knox County Special Olympics team, the Knox County Health Department, Birth to Five, Inspire Abilities, Easter Sales, Way to Grow, ROE, OSF Healthcare St. Mary's, Public Library, and Project Abilities, and then Senator Mike Halpin's office, Dan Swanson's office, and a couple organizations that one of my mentors runs, Anthony Law, which is MOD and WOC.
Right, yeah. Well, and of course, it is coming up April 23rd, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Galesburg Public Library there on Main. And so the community resources and info are going to be on hand. And basically, it's food, drinks, activities, and just show up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the mayor will actually be there this year to do another proclamation.
There you go. So, yeah, that's coming up on April 23rd there at the Galesburg Public Library, the Autism Awareness Event. I don't want to jump the gun. Should we shift over to
Dan, what do you help people gain from this event, the autism event?
Well, it's about awareness and knowing that they're not alone. So many families are struggling and not knowing where to turn. And bringing this together, and when Nick went through the sponsorship list, it's amazing how that list has grown over the last 3 years in itself. And so it's about bringing awareness, about helping people who may not be familiar with autism, as Nick and Lexi shared, with help bring awareness and make them, and help them understand what autism is, and to help them understand that this community is behind those with autism, and this community is about helping those with autism.
How about you, Deb? What do you hope people gain from this event?
Well, with our community, we're not very large, and we have surrounding areas. And with this, it brings people together, families, friends. Everyone knows someone who has autism. And it's just great, you know, to reach out to people and let them know that we do care.
What advancements are being made in autism? Is it better? Are you able to deal with it better now than maybe somebody was 10, 20 years ago?
Yes, I have. I mean, I'm living a normal life as it is right now. It was difficult at first to know that I had it, but in the long run, it's been easy to handle. And I tell people that they may have to give me a little while back to respond because, again, my brain takes a lot longer to understand things than other normal people, but regular people would understand. It takes me probably about a few seconds. Like, it's like a delay for me.
Do you think obviously you had it before you were diagnosed, right? Did you have any signs at all?
Let's just say that one of the signs was I didn't want to go to school.
Okay.
I'll admit that. That was just one of the signs that just it is too sensory overload for me that I just didn't. The environment of the high school was just too much for me at first. Transitioning was one of the big things for me. It was very hard.
Well, and I think one of the things you'll see Nicholas around town with Mr. Anthony Law, with the MOD and the WOC. He's a volunteer who never gives up. I think right now, as Nick and I have talked, he's looking to work, not work, but volunteer on a full-time basis for an organization if they'd be willing to reach out and talk to him. That's what he wants to do, is volunteer. And gosh, who doesn't like volunteers and love volunteers, especially in our community?
Dan, we're going to shift to the Veterans and Senior Fair. Coming up Wednesday, April 29th, it's at the Vault, an annual event. So who attends the event?
Well, a lot of people. We've had over 250 attend last year. This year we're online to set up as more tables than we've had in the past. We're up to over 56 tables. And I'm not doing this alone. It's a Seminary Village in Kensington we team up with. And we used to have this at the Knights of Columbus, but we simply outgrew it. And so that's a good thing for us. It's April 29th from 9 to 12. The Illinois Lions Club will have their hearing and vision screening bus there. We'll be doing a collecting pharmaceuticals, if you have some pharmaceuticals, turn in. And we've Lauren's Barbershop and BZ's Chop Shop are going to be offering free haircuts, is a unique new thing this year. And the Elks, about 18 months, 2 years ago, I met with the Elks and the Knox County VAC here in town, and we discussed about how we could help veterans be something different or unique. And we came up with the idea, let's start a Knox County Veterans Assistance Commission food pantry. So we're asking participants or people who attend the free event to bring a canned food item that we'll donate to that food pantry.
I know each year you do something new and you're adding things. What's new this year?
Well, the haircuts are new and the food drive is new. For the last 2 years, we've had the electronic drive, and this year we decided to shift gears a little bit and go with the haircuts and the food drive. We'll still have the blood pressure screenings. We'll have giveaway and prizes. And, of course, the continental breakfast provided by the Carriage House is always a highlight, too.
There's literally something for everyone.
Yeah. What do you find the needs are? What are the seniors and veterans telling you that they're needing?
Well, a lot of need and just understanding what's available. And, from availability of I need a ramp, who can help me build a ramp? And, trying to make that network and connections. They need assistance with a loved one. This isn't only open to veterans and seniors, but it's available for those who take care of a veteran or senior, too, because it's normally that son or daughter or family member or sibling who doesn't understand either what's available. So it's about helping to bring that network together to talk to them about the where they can sign up for meals or where they can sign up to get assistance of some sort. And that's the intent of this. And I tell people it's always a success to me. The measurement of success is how full the bag is as they walk out of the event.
I'm curious, what's the best way to reach veterans? You want to get the word out about something? Is it just all forms of, what kind of networks, I guess is what I'm asking, do veterans have?
Well, there's a network through their VFW, the American Legions, the AMVETS, and those types of organizations. The Elks sponsors a quarterly noon meal for veterans provided by the Elks.
Right.
There's 100, 125 people that are there. And through the radio. Guys always do a great job of helping us get information out, too, for our veterans. So it's all about the network and veterans. That's where it's neat when you see a veteran with a hat on. Tell them thank you for what they do, and then just I open up a conversation with them. How are you receiving your benefits? Are you getting the care you need? Are you signed up for VA? And I tell them if they don't want to sign up for the VA, I remind them we're all going to die. And when we die, if we're signed up for the vets, then we'll have assistance with putting in our burial marker and getting our flag for the casket and things like that.
Yeah. No, well, my next question was going to be, what do you say to a veteran to find that support and whatnot? We're getting down to the nitty gritty on time. Jay, do you have anything else?
No, I think so. I guess just wrapping up here, talk about our final two events on, Nicholas, talk about your event that's coming up one more time.
April 23rd, 5 to 7 at the Bellsburg Public Library. A lot of great organizations are going to be there. Please make sure to come out. Even if you don't have autism, just come and learn about it. That's the whole purpose of the event, for not just people with autism and families with autism, but families that may not even have autism but may even run into someone that's autistic, that this is a good thing to come to.
Right. It never hurts to learn more. Dan, one more time, the Veteran and Senior Fair coming up on the 29th?
Yes, it's the 29th from 9 to 12 at the Vault, 185 South Kellogg Street. Come out and fill up your bag of information.
There you go. Yes, the 29th from 9 a.m. to 12 there at the Vault. Well, Dan, thanks a bunch for coming in. Well,
thank you. And thanks to the team that came in here today, too. They did a great job.
Deb, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.
Coming in. Yeah. Nick, good to see you again.
Good
best
to see
luck
you.
For the event. Lexi, go Scots.
Thank you very much.